Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Footy Spotlight on a Thursday night as we get the finals underway. RexGorrell.com.au, a true family business. Rex and his three sons, Paul, Brett and Jason. Time for Prestige Jayco to go inside the Port Adelaide camp where assistant coach Matty Lockin has been good enough to join us again on K-Rock Football. Matty, thanks for your time. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli, Mark Neild out of the K-Rock Hub. First of all, give us a sense of the mood in the power camp as you prepare to turn a minor premiership hopefully into a flag.
No, thanks very much for having me, guys. It's obviously arrived here at the ground. It's a beautiful night here at Adelaide Oval and, really looking forward to the contest and, hopefully starting off our finals campaign.
Had to make three changes with some players coming back and some handy names coming back, but you had to tell three players that they wouldn't be lining up. How tough a job is that for yourself, Kenny, and the coaching staff?
It was certainly tough this week. I think all three guys that went out of the team have been playing some really good football. But as you mentioned, we got three guys that are, when they're up and going, they're easy in our best 22. So they came back into the side and, we're really excited and really comfortable with the team that we're putting out here tonight.
Matty, what's your role tonight? Will you be down on the bench with the phones on or what will you be doing?
Yeah, I've got the headset on the bench tonight and due to the whole COVID things, I help out Jared Schofield with the mids now and, but my role's down there tucked away in the back of the bench and trying to keep out of everyone's way.
Do you get a bit toey? I mean, I know you're obviously not playing, but, you know, do you sense that the players and the club is obviously a bit toey? Do you get a bit sort of a little Bruce Nankervis, as we like to say over here?
Certainly. I think finals footy, that's what everyone plays for. I grew up a Port Adelaide boy and obviously have a strong affiliation with the footy club, so I don't think you can't get nervous walking in here tonight. As I mentioned, it's great to have crowds back at the footy. The Oval looks a treat and we've got two really good teams playing. We know how good Geelong are. They're a proven side. They've got lots of good players and we're really looking forward to the contest and that's exciting for everyone.
From where you sit and, you know, forget all the stats that get thrown around in footy, but you've obviously up close and personal with the group on game day during the week. What goes well when you win? What do you in your mind's eye do you think that the team does well when it wins?
Yeah, I think it's been well publicised that we're a front of centre footy team and we like to keep the ball in our front half and we know that our guys on the inside are a big part of getting the ball in our front half and they're up for a real battle. I think you look at our midfield and compare that with Geelong's. You know, they've both got a lot of fantastic players, a lot of experience, and probably that's where the game's going to be won and lost. But, look, our game's to try and get it in our front half, keep it there, and then defend in behind that.
Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Port Adelaide assistant coach Matty Lockin. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Matty, good luck this evening, and really well done on your year so far, finishing on top in such a year that's full of challenges. That's a great effort. Mate, this year, in your only meeting against the Cats, they did get you, and we felt we watched it, and clearly it's a lot easier from where we are. We're not up close and personal. We felt that the Cats' defensive system on that night, they really choked your ball movement, and we've noticed since then, and according to all the stats in particular, when we watch you play, you're not just the front half team. You actually, when you get the ball inside 50, you score really well. So has it come up in conversation what happened in the previous meeting against the Cats, or the focus really just been on yourselves?
No, certainly we've dissected the last time we played Geelong. I think Kenny said it during the week. It's certainly our worst game for the season, and Geelong were fantastic. They were much better than us on the night, and certainly gave us a really good lesson. So we dissected that as soon as the game finished. Obviously, every team post-game goes through the results and dissects what worked and what didn't. But we made an extra focus on Geelong, knowing that we didn't play very well and perhaps we're going to come up against them again. So, look, there's certain things that we'll take out of that game. But as we all know, once finals come around, it's a different game of footy. And I certainly think it'll be hot early and it'll be a battle of our midfields. And who can win that? We'll hold them in good stead for the night.
Thank you for that. Terrific insight. Matty, just one more from me, and I don't want to harp on the fact, but that game against the Cats earlier in the year, a lot was said, particularly here, and we are in Geelong, about the way that Tom Hawkins played and the amount of space that he could get where he was isolated just with one direct opponent. Is that something that was unintentional, or are you happy with the one-on-ones? Are you going to look at getting extra people back in front of him? How would you like that to play out this evening?
Yeah, I think it was probably a bit of a byproduct of what happened up the ground. Obviously, Tom had a fantastic night, and he was far too good for not only our defenders, but for our whole team. And we bank our system in, or back our system in, that if we can get pressure on the ball, it'll restrict some of those looks that Tom gets up in the forward line. So we won't change a hell of a lot. Obviously, Tom Cleary's come back into the team, so he'll spend some time down there on Tom again. And we know that if we can get some pressure on the ball up the ground, he hopefully won't be able to get the looks at what he did last time we played him. So there's a few things that we need to change, but I think we'll, you know, in an essence, back in our system, go with what worked for us for most of the year and see how we go from there.
Matty, you know we like to have a lot of fun on K-Rock Football. I'm going to ask you this one. When you walked off Football Park in round 21, 2005, I think it was, and somebody had said that the bloke wearing number 39 was going to play 320 more games and have a wonderful career, would you have barely thought that possible?
It's a long time ago now.
I talk to Heath Shaw, of course.
Yeah, no, look, I was thinking that was the year that I got delisted, and Heath pretty much took over for me. So, look, Heath's a fantastic guy. Wouldn't surprise me to find another club. He's had a fantastic career. He's obviously played in the Premiership, and he's done fantastic since he's at GWS. He's a bit of a character. I was fortunate enough to spend a couple of years with him at Collingwood before I got the flick, and... look, he's a quality player, and I really do hope that he gets another opportunity next year to play somewhere else.
Yeah, talking about still playing, David Fanning, another old teammate of yours, is still running around locally here in Geelong. So these guys just never stop. They just keep going. I think you kept going for a while too, a bit of Neefel and stuff like that too, Matty. So, yeah, it's hard to put the queue in the rack, isn't it?
It very is. And when you get to my age, you can hardly walk. I'm as far away from playing footy as what you could be at the moment. I've put on a few kegs and your hair's gone, and that's the end of me.
Matty, we really appreciate your time. Been good to talk to you throughout the year, and hopefully we're talking to you again between now and October 24. We wish you the best of luck tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, guys. Anytime.
Prestige Jayco speaking with Matty Lock and Port Adelaide assistant coach.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.